grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Creator and our Lord Jesus Christ this morning. So in Mark's gospel, Jesus begins his ministry by proclaiming, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." And this week's readings help us see the kingdom of God as God's compassion is on display. The kingdom of God has come near. And we experience God's kingdom as we witness God's compassion and share that compassion with others. In our reading from 2 Samuel, God places David and God's people at the top of the list as we hear this story of David. And when David is finally settled in his house of cedar, he wishes to build God a house to dwell. And the prophet Nathan says, yeah, you should do that. Go right ahead. But God, that same night, says to Nathan, hey, remember who you're a prophet for. You better check with me before you go and tell King David to build me a house. Have I ever said to anyone, as I have been leading all of you and protecting you, that I need a house? God continues, I don't think so. Matter of fact, ever since I've traveled with the people of Israel out of Egypt, I have led you without a temple. And now I lead you from a tent. I've been among you all this time. So go tell David, I have brought him up from the pasture, from following sheep to now, being the prince of all my people. I have been with you always and will continue to keep you. And even more, I will make David a house, a dynasty, a name that will not be forgotten. I will raise up David's offspring, and he shall build a house for my name. And I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me." God's unstoppable compassion is all about what God will do for God's people, not the other way around. God's compassion is about what God continues to do for us, creating us in God's image and creating God's kingdom here on earth. God's kingdom is a dwelling place for all of us. Now, the Hebrew word for a house used here is bait. And it can be used to depict a structure that someone lives in, like an actual house, or a dynasty, like the house of David, or it can describe a temple as the house God may choose to be in. And this passage uses all of them to explain the coming of God's kingdom and its connection to God's promises. God does not want a house, well, at least the physical structure type that we live in. And even though God will receive many houses in the future, still to this day, at this time, God is announcing another covenant, another promise. And it's a way God's compassion can live through us. Through God's compassion, we first had this covenant with Noah and the rainbow. And then the second one we had with the covenant of Abraham and Sarah through the descendants, as many as stars were in the sky and the sea and the grains of sand on the beach. Then the third covenant was with Moses and the Ten Commandments. Now, God announces a new covenant through the house of David. God will do amazing things through David. God will create a king out of David's offspring. God will work in the house of David, and from his offspring will come God's established kingdom. Jesus will be born out of the line of David, and God's house will be established through Jesus. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be a father to him, and he will be a son to me. God is the one with the unstoppable compassion, giving us a glimpse of the kingdom of God on earth. And thanks be to God for that, because since God is unstoppable, we don't have to be. Unstoppable, that is. We can stop. We should rest and recharge. You know, not that we should never work, but you know, Jesus is the one that sent out the disciples to heal and teach, and so are we sent out. Notice in Mark, the 12 are referred to as disciples, meaning followers, and also apostles, meaning the sent ones. These are the ones who follow and who are sent out, just as we are followers and are sent out. But in the gospel, the apostles return to what, and they want to tell Jesus about all that they have done and taught. And Jesus is the one who tells them, come away to a deserted place, all by yourselves, and rest a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no time to even eat. We can rest and recharge because Jesus is the one with the unstoppable compassion. Through Jesus, God is always loving, is always gracious, is always connecting, reaching out. Therefore, when people search for God, or if they need God, it is God's love that continues when we cannot. God's love is what moves us to share life with others. Like I said, the apostles gathered around Jesus and they're all excited. They want to tell Jesus everything that they have done and taught. And they cannot wait because they have so much to tell him. But Jesus notices all the coming and going of those people around them. He notices that they don't even have enough time to eat. So he is the one that asks them to find a deserted place, to be all by themselves, to actually rest a while. This is a priority to work into our regular routine. Yet just as Jesus and the disciples are ready to start their retreat, they are recognized by an even larger crowd than the one they're trying to get away from. Now, if that were me, or probably most of us, we would probably turn that boat around in a different direction. But not Jesus. As Jesus acknowledges the disciples' need to recharge, his presence draws the attention of those who appear to be sheep without a shepherd. He has unstoppable compassion for them and begins to teach them many things. Now, you may have noticed that there's some verses missing within our gospel lesson today. What today's gospel lesson leaves out in the verses that it skips is the compassionate story of Jesus feeding the 5,000. As he notices the people who are like sheep without a shepherd, and as he begins to teach them, time simply escapes them. It's getting late. And knowing that they didn't have enough money to feed all these people, Jesus blesses what they have, 5 loaves and 2 fish, and feeds all 5,000 men, plus women and children. And they even have baskets of food left over. And after all are fed, he immediately makes the disciples get into a boat and go to the other side, helping them to find rest. He then dismisses the crowd. And as the disciples head to Bethsaida, Jesus finds a quiet place on the mountain and he prays. Finally, he rests and recharges until later that evening the wind begins to pick up again and the disciples on the boat find that they are barely moving. I mean, they're rowing, but the wind is against them and it keeps them from traveling. So, Jesus and his unstoppable compassion decides to walk to Bethsaida himself. Yes, this is where Jesus walks on water and attempts to pass his disciples in the boat. But they notice him and they think he's a ghost. They're scared, and of course, Jesus then shows compassion. He tells them, take heart, identifies himself, it's me, do not be afraid. And he gets in the boat with them, and the wind ceased. And again, the disciples are utterly astounded. Each time Jesus decides to rest, when Jesus decides to get away from the daily grind, he then sees the needs of others and attends to it. God's unstoppable work ethic is there for us always in our times of busyness, in our times of quiet, in our times of reflection, in our times of distraction. Jesus is the one who never sleeps. Rather, he has compassion for those who seek him. Even when he crosses over to the land of Gennesaret, Jesus' compassion was recognized, and everyone starts to bring their sick to wherever they hear he was, and whoever touches even the fringe of his cloak are healed. The unstoppable compassion of God and Jesus are around us and with us, especially when we are exhausted. This is what I hear as we read the 23rd Psalm, now for the third time this church calendar year. In our fatigue-filled escape from the pandemic, as we enter another school year, as we find ourselves drained from social polarities, as we stumble around as sheep without a shepherd, the unstoppable compassion of God is the one thing. It's the one thing that's making us lie down in green pastures. God is the one who restores our souls. God is the one who comforts us. God is the one protecting us. Even as we fear what is in the darkest valleys of virus variants, God is the one preparing the table in the presence of our enemies. God's compassionate love is here to keep us. The presence of God does not mean the absence of trouble or fear. It does not say that our enemies or our illnesses or our weaknesses or our dark despair will be banished if we rely on God. Rather, in the face of our darkest valley, God is there with us to restore us. God's unstoppable compassion is the hope that we have through our Lord Jesus Christ, which brings us to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Forever, meaning right here, right now, because forever never ends. God's unstoppable compassion is always present and allows us to restore and recharge and reconnect to God's presence as we connect to each other. And as we rest, as we renew, as we pray, whatever form of prayer takes within you, God's unstoppable compassion shows us the kingdom of God so that we can share that compassion with others. Through that rest, we are joined to the unstoppable compassion of God. And thanks be to God for that. Amen.